אנחנו קוראים בכתבי בעל הסולם עמוד
100. We're going to read from the writings of בעל הסולם, item 91, in page 512 in the writings of בעל הסולם. You can ask questions in our website. Questions will be asked during the lesson. Item 91. Thus you see that the dot of Chirik could not emerge and control in the world of Nikudim, since, moreover, it caused the breaking of the vessels. This was because it wanted to clothe inside the Otiyot, in the Tanhim, below Parsa Datsilut, which became Biyah. However, later, in the world of Tikkun, correction, the dot of Chirik received its correction, since it was corrected into shining below the Otiyot. This means that when Zat Datsilut received the light of Gadlut from Abba Ve'ima, which should lower the ending lower hay from the place of the Chazeh to Siyum Raglin De'ak, and connect the Kelim De Tanhim to Atsilut, the lights will spread down to Siyum Raglin De'ak, yet they do not do so, but raise these Tanhi from the place of Bia to the place of Atsilut, above the Parsa, and receive the lights while they are above Parsa de Atsilut, so that no breaking of vessels would occur in them again, as in the world of Nikudim. This is considered that the dot of Chirik, which raises the Kelim de Tanhi, the Zat de Atsilut, stands below the Kelim de Tanhim that it raised. That is, it stands in the place of Parsa de Atsilut. Thus, the dot of Chirik serves below the Otiyot. This explains the three dots, Cholam, Shuruk, Chirik in general.
So we've learned that after Tzimtzum Aleph, the first restriction, we have Galgalta that emerges on the Reshimot Dalet Gimel, Dalet Dalet, and the Reshimot Dalet Gimel brings the Potsuf Ab, then Gimel Bet Potsuf Sag, Nekudot the Sag Bet Bet, which descend below, then Prina Bet influences Nehi Ovak, which is the empty place below the Tabu of Galgalta, and then they receive from there Prina Dalet. And by that, the second restriction takes place here.
Adamakom Shinikra סליחה, עד המקום שנקרא פרסה.
To the place called פרסה.
שזה נקודות דסאג, ש...
Which is נקודות of סאג.
ירדו למטה.
Which have descended below as כתר חוכמה בינה חסד גבורה. The upper third of תפארת. Then two-thirds of Tiferet, lower, two lower-thirds of Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchut. So, Keter Chochma Bina is Galgalta.
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 Chesed Gvurat Tiferet is Enayim.
And Chesed Gvurat Tiferet is Enayim. These lower two-thirds of Tiferet is called Chotem. Sorry, Ozen.
Ozen,
Ozen, Nehi is Chotem, and Malchut is Pe. So we have Galgalta and Aim and a Chap.
And
that's from Nekudot of Sag. Then rise the Reshimot from the part that where the correction can be made. The Reshimot rise to the Peh of Rosh of Sag, Reshimot Bet Aleph, with the second restriction, and then they rise to Nikveh Enayim, Nikve Enayim of Osho Sag, they make a coupling of striking there. From that Zivug Daka, the light expands below the Tabu of Ak. First, Keter of Nikudim. I'm not going to have enough space here. So, Keter of Nikudim, like this. On it, Abba Ve'ima of Nikudim are clothing it, and Zon clothed Abba Ve'ima. And all of them are in Gagal Ta'anayim. Everything is in Gelgal Ta'anayim of Keter. Gelgal Ta'anayim of Abba Ve'ima. And Gelgal Ta'anayim of Zon.
Achav de Keter. Achav de Abba Ve'ima. Ve'achav de Zon.
Right, and this is called the world of Nikudim. Katnut. That's
it.
When we use Galgal Ta'anayim of Keter and Galgal Ta'anayim of Abba Ve'ima and Galgal Ta'anayim of Zon. And the chap of Keter, as well as the chap of Abba Ve'ima and a chap of Zon, we don't use. Understood? You should be ashamed. Yes.
You wrote in Nekudot de Sag, the part above the Pasah is Galgal Ta'anayim. Yes. So, how come in Galgal Ta'anayim in Katnut there is a Chap also? Where is that? There must be 10 Sefirot. It's just that we're talking about how much you're allowed to use the desires. If these are desires to receive, you're not to use them. There's no force of Masach over them, only Tzimtzum. So even the part above the Pasah, there's vessels of reception? Yes. Why not? Vessels of reception can be everywhere. The problem is, can you use them or not? Are you allowed to use them or not? Do you have the force of protection of not using them or not? That's the only thing. It's not wrong to be in the vessels of reception. The question is, what do you want out of them? Maybe you want to receive in order to bestow, and you're capable of it. Do you understand? Is this clear? I'll ask. Thank you. What is the point of Chirik? Can you show the dot of Chirik there? No, it's all right. No, he opens this item with Chirik is the point where the light spread below the Pasah. But he says that it could not emerge and control in the world of Nikudim. Can you show us what he meant? Cholam is called Keter. The lights that exist in Keter. In Abba Ve'ima, the lights are called Shuruk, and the lights that spread in Zon are called Chirik. Yes, but why did it want to break the vessels? Why did it cause the breaking of the vessels? It's because she crossed the Pasah. She crossed the Pasah. That's it. This point of Chirik crossed the Pasa. Where are the Otiyot here? Can you draw them? He continues with the Otiyot. What does it mean when he says Otiyot here? Otiyot are like, they're vessels, but the lights within the vessel, so the light is in the vessels of Gelgal Ta'anayim, the Keter, or in the entire Kli of Keter. And then it's called Cholam. If the light is in Abba Ve'ima, it's called Shuruk. But the light that is in Zon may cross in Gadlut, even below the Parsa. That's why this is the Chirik. It's the dangerous light. The reason I'm asking is because I know that only Bina can play between this will to receive and the will to bestow. So how does Chirik go into the picture? It's Bina? There's a part of Bina in it? Yes. It's Gilgalta and Ayim and Achav. All the changes in them are done by Bina. Okay?
It
seems as if these lights should be te'amim rather than nekudot, because it's in the descent of the light. No, that's something else. Don't look at that as nekudot. It's not. No, that's how it's called. So these are te'amim. It's lights that spreads. There are lights that are called Te'amim and Nekudot. These are lights, but these are signs where the light is. Okay? Sadly, here, he really makes it short. And even if we don't, and we go to tests, and you'll see more how much the explanation is not complete. It's impossible. You can't convey it. I don't know how to say it. It's just, it's an infinite matter. Really. Itai, what do you want? Two questions. The first thing, when he talks about Cholam, Shuruk, and Chirik, he says it's a new light that passes through. In the beginning, he says it goes through Tabo, which seems reasonable. In Abba Ve'ima, which is through Yesod, that's not clear. If the light comes from above, what does it mean, through the Yesod? It's a light that crosses. Where did they get this light from? They get it from Gilgalta. The light that comes from Ein Sof. From Ein Sof, that's how it comes, through Gilgalta, and that's how it spreads in order to fill Gilgalta. This way, until its value. Meaning its essence is through the Yesod, through all the previous spots of him. Thank you. Second question. In the end of 91, he explains about the fact that after the shattering, the tikkun, the correction is by raising the vessels above. Wait, that's in the Tzilut. That's a Chabad Aliyah. But I don't understand what it means to raise the kelim. We didn't talk about it yet. He just says a few words about it here. But now you heard that there is a Chabad Aliyah, and the vessels rise from Biyah to Atzilut, that's where they're corrected. So he's talking about this here. Have patience. You see how he writes. It's... Next. Item 92, titled The Ascent of Man Dezad de Nikudim to Abba Ve'ima and the Explanation of the Sefirah Da'at. Item 92. It has already been explained that due to the lower haze ascent to Nikvei Naim, which occurred in Tzimtzum Bet, when the Katnut of the 10 Sefirot de Nikudim emerged, each degree divided into two halves. Galgalta Ve'enayim remained in the degree, hence they are called Kelim de Panim, anterior Kelim, Ozen Chotem Peh, which fell from the degree to the one below it, are therefore called Kelim de Achoraim, posterior Kelim, as it is written in item 76. Thus, each degree is now twofold, made of internality and externality. Since the Kelim de Achoraim of the upper degree fell into the internality of its own Kelim de Panim. And the fallen Achap, the Keter Nikudim, are clothed inside Galgalta Ve'enayim de Abba Ve'ima. And the fallen Achap, the Abba Ve'ima, are clothed inside Galgalta Ve'enayim de Zat de Nikudim.
Shilot.
Questions?
זה ברור, זה מה שציירנו. Doctor,
that's clear. That's what we drew here. Doctor, do you understand this? Why are you looking at me this way? You have the three potsufim, Keter, Abavim, and Zom. This is how usually they should be above Keter, ten sfirot, then ten sfirot de Abavim, then ten sfirot de Zom. Because each of them is shortened, abbreviated. It's shorter, every potsuf. Why is that? Because it doesn't have the strength to use his own desires. So when he can't use a desire, he restricts it. That's why Keter has 10 sfirot, but he can only use 5 of them. Or you can say 2.5, doesn't matter. The vessels of bestowal. So Keter Chochmah in Garde Binah, that's Galgal Tainaim. I'm allowed to use them, but Zad Debina, Zeran Pin and Malchut, I'm not allowed to use them. So Galgal Tainaim are in the degree, and those in Chotem Peh, which is called Zad Debina, Zeran Pin and Malchut, are restricted. That's the way it is in each of them. Rosh Deit Lapshut, Rosh Deaviut, and Guf. So in each of them, all there is Galgal Tavainayim. Is everyone listening? That's it. And the Chap are fallen, meaning they're not being used, they're folded. There's the matter of folding your feet. That's it. Is this clear? No questions about it? It's a technical matter. Simple. Well, next.
Item 93. In consequence, when the new light of Ab Sagovak comes to the degree and lowers the lower hay back to her place at the peh.
So what do we have here? A very interesting thing. Look what's going on. We have a kli. Within this kli, there is Galgal Tainaim and the Chap. You see this? You see it. So, a light comes. We call it the light of Absag. Light of Absag. What is this light, Absag? The entire light that comes from Keter goes through Ab, which is Chochmah, and through Sag, which is Bina. Then it comes to the vessels of reception, which is Zon. This is even from the four phases of direct light. So when this light comes, if previously all we had was the force to use the vessels of bestowal, vessels of bestowal. These are vessels of reception. So this light that enters gives the strength for the vessels of reception, and these vessels of reception acquire, by this light of Absag, they acquire a masach, a screen. Then they can connect and become ten sfirot.
And
then instead of half a degree, only Galgal Tainaim, now we have Galgal Tainaim and the Chap. Thus, a kli of katnut enters gadlut. Is this clear? Simple. Why not?
You said the light of Absag gives power to a Chap. Doesn't it give power to Galgal Tainaim? To join the Chap?
The light goes through Galgal Tainaim, enters the Chap, and gives the Chap the strength to join Galgal Tainaim. Period. Tzvika, what do you want? I don't want to philosophize here. Remember it, and that's it.
We skipped over the part where he says that every degree includes both internality and externality. What is that?
So I'll show this to you according to this. This part over here, Do you see this achap? Achap, the keter, which is within Galgalta ve'enayim of Abba ve'ima, right? You see this. This is Galgalta ve'enayim of Abba ve'ima. So, what happens here is that that's one state, one degree, that you have both internality and externality. So, in the internality of Galgalta ve'enayim of Abba ve'ima, inside them, you have chap de keter.
What is this concept of internality and externality?
There are a thousand concepts here.
One concept.
No, not one concept. Here, you see achap de elyon, which are within galgalta ve'enayim of the lower. They are in the internality of the lower one. That's the way it is. Don't wait for any more, because you won't get it. Because I'm telling you, guys, you have, if you go to tests and you open, usually it's in the tablet of the questions and answers, you'll see, or in the fourth part, you have Histaklut Pnimit, and you'll see how many definitions you have there. About internality and externality, you have 20 different interpretations, different ones. That's the way it is. Next. All we learn is about this in order to reach the shattering and the correction. And on the way, there are a thousand more actions. You don't even know about what's happening. Some are mentioned, some are not. We don't need this. All we need to know is what we should correct, how to be there. When you're in it, you don't need the words. Everything becomes clear. Someone will ask you to explain, you'll say, this is the way it is, this, that's it. And they'll ask you, what do you mean this and that? You'll say, that's the way it is. You won't have the words.
Item 93. In consequence, when the new light of Absagovak comes to the degree and lowers the lower hay back to her place at the pe, during the gadlut of Nikudim, the degree brings her achap back to her. And its 10 sefirot of kelim and 10 sefirot of lights are completed. It is then considered that the lower degree too, which was attached to the achap of the upper one, rises along with them to the upper one. This is so because the rule is that there is no absence in the spiritual. As the lower one was attached to the achap of the upper one during the katnut, they are not separated from each other during the gadlut as well. When the achap of the upper one returned to their degree, it follows that the lower degree has now actually become a higher degree. Since the lower one that rises to the upper one becomes like it.
We won't do the 3 degrees, but just 2. Okay? 2. So, what we have here is Galgalta ve'enayim, Achap, of the higher degree. We won't call it Keter Abba ve'ima, just an upper degree and a lower degree, as he writes. So, they're in Galgalta ve'enayim, and Achap here below. 2 degrees. Is this clear? That's it. So, the light of Absag comes. Gives the force, the masach, the screen. And so, Achap of the upper degree rises upwards. Rises, joins Galgalta ve'enayim. Right. It used to be, when it was below, it was attached to Achap. Its Achap was attached to Galgalta Ve'enayim of the lower one, right? They were attached. There was a connection. There still is a connection. This light that acts over Achap, this Achap, also works on Galgalta Ve'enayim, over here. And it gives them the strength, because they're connected. They're as one. And then it turns out that this whole construction, everything, rises to the degree of Galgalta Ve'enayim. And something very interesting happens for us. What we have here is Galgalta Ve'enayim as they were before. And here below, it becomes Galgalta Ve'enayim of the lower and the Chap of the upper. Is this clear? That along with the Chap of the upper, you have the lower Galgalta Ve'enayim rising along with it. It rose together with the Chap. Meaning there's a trick here. Maybe there's a nice word. A method. Okay, so suppose an opportunity for the lower, which is Galgalta Ve'enayim, of the lower, to rise to a higher degree. That's a very big thing. Meaning from the end of the ladder, where we are, and until the final correction, this here below is this world, we can rise this way. Every time, if we connect to the Chap of the upper, it will raise us. Galgalta Ve'enayim. Galgalta Ve'enayim are vessels of bestowal. We don't want anything, just to be adhered and do nothing, like a baby to his mother. And that's how we rise. That's it. And this way, there's an opportunity for each and every lower one to rise to the highest degree, surely. This is what Tzimtzum Bet gives us in Katnut. When Bina falls downwards, connects Galgalta Ve'enayim of the lower one to itself and raises it upwards. Comes down again, grabs, and raises. Comes down again, grabs, and raises. That's the way it is until the final correction. That's action. Where are you?
Item 94.
We haven't raised, right?
No.
Hold on. How many? We didn't read anything about it yet. That's it. We started. Okay, David.
Looking at this drawing that everything rises above, it seems that in every action of the light that shines, this world rises to the final correction.
That's correct.
So it happens at once. What's happening here at once?
6,000 years. What are you talking about all at once?
So the action is when the light shines, the whole system rises above.
If we awaken this light, and then it shines below according to the amount that we were able to awaken it. That's how it grabs the Kli and sanctifies it by raising it upwards.
So all the vessels that we could collect in this world, when the light shines, all these vessels rise above for correction, and then more vessels need to be gathered, yes. And then they rise. So it's just how many vessels we were able to gather for some action to happen from above.
True. And that's the way it is all the time. Billions of actions.
To continue David's question, If I understood correctly, you described a state that is like a like this piston, like a pump that keeps
it's
raising.
It's like a magnet that grabs, you know, the chips, yeah, all kinds of.
But each time it goes down and takes a part, goes yes. down, takes another part.
Yes.
Here in the drawing, it seems that with the moment something rises, there's no empty space, so everything can keep
rising. Why are you jumping
ahead?
Why are you jumping?
Okay, so a different question. About the drawing, you drew Keter of Abba Ve'ima here? For,
no.
Why not?
Because I said it has nothing to do with Keter of Abba Ve'ima. It relates to each and everything in general.
Okay, so let's say it's an example of the relationship between Abba Ve'ima. So there's Galgal Ta'anayim and Achap, which is Keter. There's Galgal Ta'anayim and Achap, which is Keter, which is Abba Ve'ima. And then there's the common entity, which is Galgal Ta'anayim of the upper of the lower one and Achap of the lower of the upper one.
Yes.
When they rise above, it's like it creates a new entity that is beyond 10 Sefirot. If they rise above, so it's like 15 Sefirot or something.
They clothe one on the other. They clothe one on the other. So what's wrong? What happens to a baby or before he's a baby? He's still in his mother's womb. Wait, why are you jumping so much ahead? There are so many things here. Ibu, Inika, Mochin, the relation between the lower and the upper one. Well, where's Chaim Ratz? Is he here? Yes.
Yeah, so Toronto has a happy announcement to tell us.
Toronto, where are you?
Toronto.
Toronto. Ooh. You're not here?
No.
Oh. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Good morning, Rav. Good morning, friends in Petah Tikva and the world, Kli. We have a brief summary of what's happening these days in the whole North America, and particularly also in Toronto Group and New York and all the groups around us. We recently had a new injection of a true spiritual adrenaline from Petah Tikva friends, New English Department, made of Chaim Ratz, Gil Kedem, Omri from Arava, Niv Navon, our beloved Gilad Shir, and some other friends. They really brought up the huge...
We can't hear you anymore.
Lessons and Israel time change. We still are appearing in lessons, as you can see, the whole North America now watching the lesson together. This came also as a result of an agreement to support Europe as one North American CLI. We will have a total of 10 physical mirror congresses across North America within driving distance for each friend in North America, including one virtual mirror congress. We also have a calling team of friends that are inviting on a personal level all the friends around North America, old friends, new friends, friends from Kabu, very personalized care. We will we also have a connections of meetings with European Arvu team also in support to the European Congress. Toronto will host took upon itself to host one meal during the Bulgaria Congress. And in general, all our activities these days, the North American meal and participation in global Yeshivat Havarim that we had yesterday, they're all aimed around the Europe. And I just want to add that in general, the spirit of the whole movement, what's happening right now, is a really... come around the fear of not doing enough to integrate with this Congress. So friends are always are on guard, thinking how else we can add, how else we can connect between ourselves in order to elevate that important so that this will flow in our blood and we all integrate in this huge event that we are about to experience. Thank you, friends, and for your support. L'chaim.
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 Spain, Portugal.
Spain, Portugal.
Spain.
Hola, amigos. Queríamos invitarlos a la reunión de Arbutim después de esta matinal, de esta clase fantástica. Invitar a todos los amigos de Toronto, de Norteamérica, dar un gran.
We'd like to invite you all to the Arbutim's meeting immediately after the lesson. We're going to also have a big l'chaim for the friends in America and for everything they're doing. We're waiting for you in the European Zoom. And we'll see you after the lesson. Thank you, friends.
So I didn't understand. What did you just say? Explain again.
Our friend from Spain is inviting all of us to the meeting after the lesson in the European Zoom 2024-04-8004 after the lesson. Yes, they'll be talking about the Congress.
Thank you. So,
evening lesson. You're all invited to watch us tonight at 5:30 live with Dr. Rav Lightman and Sviva Tova on our website. And this we conclude. Thank you. Have a good day. Let's sing a song. מתחברים אל המקור בפרו ואקוודור זורם נהר של אהבה בין אילת לערבה ברור שאין עוד מלבדו בליסבון ובבורדו ושהותו וגם היטיב בניו יורק ותל אביב
Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine
Kazakhstan, Sibir, Krim Дышит воздухом одним, устремление едино от Москвы до Сахалина, от Чикаго до Читы, от Литвы до Алматы, от Сиднея до Берлина, от Парижа до Пекина.
Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite. Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine
Miren lo que sucedió en Japón y Kazajstán. Se abren los cielos también en Moscú y Jerusalén. Más ciudades y naciones, más hermanos y uniones. Grandes olas de amor, solo un clic, un corazón.
Around the world a ray of light is calling people to unite. Igniting all the points inside Endless love will be our guide Above the place and beyond time A new humanity will shine Above the